have a problem, my friend, and you need to do something, and fast. Do you really expect to move up and to get ahead in this cutthroat world without English? Are you a starry-eyed dreamer or what? Come see us at Vaughn and let us show you what the Master in Inglés Profesional can do for you. Our MEEP. We'll set you up to impress. We'll groom you to shine. We'll place you at the starting line, ahead of all the rest. The Master in Professional English, Vaughn Systems. Come in and see us now.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio. Ahora en Vaughan Radio, English O'Clock, con Julia.
To English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are Jesus, Annabelle, and Kutsi. How are you guys?
Good.
Fine.
Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm not too bad. You're the last people standing. because Alberto's not here, and Teresa isn't here, and Jessica, it's not Jessica's turn, and Thessy isn't here either. But that doesn't mean that we can't learn together, which we will do. But before that, I'm going to launch the one and only Twitter question. I want to know how you say rimel. In English, how do you say rimel in English? We talked about it yesterday, so let's see if you can come up with the answer. And speaking of the Twitter question, yesterday I didn't answer it at the end of the program, and you're like, "Yeah, why didn't you?" Because my wonderful students were very slow at translating, and I didn't have time. So of course, cajón is
draw.
Ain?
Drawing.
Drawer.
Drawer.
Okay, I really don't like the word drawer. It's spelled D-R-A-W-E-R. Draver. Drawer. And we say drawer. All right? And today I want to know how you say rimel in English. And before we start with question mix number 65, I want to tell you about a wonderful experience I had yesterday. So I was watching one of my favorite things to watch on TV. It's a game show. And one of the questions was, ¿quién fue el primero en alunizar? And I was like, será alucinar, no? So I asked my boyfriend, I was like, ¿alunizar?
Yes.
And he's like, yeah, alunizar, aterrizar en la luna.
Claro.
And I was like, so if you land on Venus, it would be avenusar. And if you land on Mars, it would be amartezar, you know? And then it kept going and a plutonizar, a neptunizar, and so on. And I was absolutely mind blown by the fact that in the Spanish language, there is a verb that specifies landing on the moon, alunizar. Mm-hmm. So I was, in the end, I was alucinando about the whole alunizar thing. Did you know, Annabelle? Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Pues parece que soy la única tonta aquí.
No, it's common. It's like, common what? Because Neil Armstrong was there in the 70s.
Yeah, but I never heard about the verb. I would say aterrizar en la luna.
No, alunizar.
Yeah. I would say aterrizar en la luna. No. But yeah, it turns out that I'm wrong.
Tierra, tierra, aterrizar, tierra.
No, I get that, Jesus. I get that now. Yeah, now I get that. Now I get that. But it was quite interesting. Anyways, question mix number 65 from the English O'Clock book starts like this. Ask me if I was at the gym yesterday. Annabelle.
Were you
go to the gym yesterday?
Ask me if I was at the gym. The verb to be is the main verb there.
Were you was?
Mm-mm.
No, were you?
Were you? That's the verb. Very good. Were you? Where?
To the gym yesterday.
Ask me if I was at the gym yesterday.
Where was at the...
Were you?
Were you at the gym yesterday?
That's it. Were you at the gym yesterday? Very good. No, I wasn't. Do you have more or less time than a CEO of a company?
I have more time than a CEO
of
a company.
Very good. And are there any erasers in this room? Are there any erasers in this room?
Yes, there are.
All right. And what is Siena famous for? What is Siena famous for?
Siena is famous for its church.
For its church? For its cathedral? For its cathedral.
Yeah.
Very good. And ask me if I was in Siena 2 years ago.
Have you been in
Siena? No. Ask me if I was in Siena.
Were you in Siena 2 years ago?
Very good. No, I wasn't. Ask me if I like Tuscany. Ask me if I like Tuscany.
Do you like Tuscany?
Very good. Yes, I do. I love Tuscany. And do you know where Tuscany is?
Yes, I do.
Where is it?
It's in Italy.
It's in Italy. Very good. And what nationality are people from Tuscany?
People from Tuscany are Italian.
Are Italian. That's right. Very good. And is Tuscany beautiful or ugly?
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Very good. And will you visit Tuscany at some point in your life?
Yes, I will.
Very good. And are you going to fly to Tuscany next month?
No, I'm not.
Very good. And do you like melon and ham?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And is there a good fruit shop near your house?
Yes, it is.
Is there?
Yes, there is.
Very good. And were you in a fruit shop yesterday?
Yes, I was.
Very good. And what did you buy? What did you buy, Annabelle, if you were in a fruit shop yesterday? She's lying. She's lying. Yeah. Do you buy everything in the same place, Kuti?
No, I don't.
Very good. And are there a lot of supermarkets near your house?
Yes, there are.
Very good. And will you buy food this weekend?
Yes, I will.
Very good. And how often do you cook? How often do you cook?
I cook every day.
Very good. And do you spend a lot of money on food?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And do you buy water or do you drink tap water?
I drink tap water.
All right. Jesus, pay attention to the way you say beber in Spanish, in English.
I drink tap water.
Very good. Because the T is the German. Trink is drink, German.
Drink.
Yeah.
Drink.
Yes. And are you going to have a barbecue at your house this weekend?
No, I'm not.
Very good. And was there a barbecue at your house 2 weeks ago?
No, it wasn't.
Was there?
No, there wasn't.
Very good. And will you invite me if you have a barbecue?
Yes, I will.
Very good. I don't have a barbecue grill. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither do I.
Or?
I don't have a barbecue either.
But I don't have a barbecue grill.
I don't have a barbecue grill either.
Very good. And do you have a lot of barbecues at your house in summer?
No, I'm not.
Do you
no,
have?
No, I don't.
Very good. And who likes barbecues, you or me?
Both of us like barbecues.
Very good. And is a barbecue cheaper or more expensive than going to a restaurant?
A barbecue is cheaper than going to a restaurant.
Very good. And do more barbecues happen in summer? Or in winter?
It's more barbecues. More barbecues in summer.
Happen
in summer.
Very good. More barbecues happen in summer. Very good. And do you enjoy barbecues?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And how long does a barbecue last?
It lasts 2 hours, 3 hours.
Very good. And are barbecues as much fun in winter as in summer?
Yes, they are.
Very good. And do you know how to make a good barbecue?
Yes, I know. Yes, I do.
Very good. And do you prepare a barbecue as well as a chef?
No, I don't.
Very good. And can you have a barbecue at your house?
Yes, I can.
Very good. I'm not going to have a barbecue at my house this weekend. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
I am not going to have a barbecue at my house either. Neither do I.
Very good. Very good. No, but neither am I.
Neither am I.
I'm not going to. Yeah, neither am I.
Neither am I.
Very good. I'll go to a barbecue this weekend. And you? I'll go to a barbecue this weekend. And you? What am I asking her?
You are asking her if she'll go to a barbecue this weekend.
Very good. So what do I want to know?
You want to know if she's going to a barbecue this weekend.
She's going to, or she will?
She will go to a barbecue this weekend.
This weekend. Very good. And your answer?
Yes, I am. No, yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. So me too. I'll go to a barbecue this weekend. And you?
Me too.
Me too. Or?
I will go to the barbecue this weekend.
To? I'll go to a barbecue this weekend. To?
Oh. I will go to the barbecue
this weekend
too.
Very good.
So do I.
Mm-mm. So I will go. So
will I.
So will I. That's right. So will I. Very good. And do you try not to overeat at barbecues?
Yes, I do.
Do you really make an effort?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And how often do you go to a barbecue?
I go to a barbecue once a year.
Very good. So it means you hardly ever.
I hardly ever go to a barbecue.
Very good. Because you have almost always, but then it's not almost never.
Mm-hmm.
It's hardly ever. Hardly ever. Okay. Very good. Do you think Michael Johnson likes barbecues?
Yes, I do.
Very good. He probably does. And is there a barbecue grill near your house?
No, there isn't.
No, there isn't. Very good. No, there isn't. Very good. Can you spell barbecue? Can you spell barbecue?
BBC.
No, it's not BBC.
Not BBC.
It's BBQ. BBQ. Very good. Very good. BBQ. But there is, what about the long spelling? Jesus.
B-A-R-B-U.
Nope.
B-A-C.
No, B-A-R-B.
Barbacue.
No, es que no es barbacue. Es que no es barbacue, es barbe.
Barbacue.
Uh-huh, spell it.
B-A-R-B-E-C-U. E.
That's it. B-A-R-B-E-C-U-E. There's also the informal Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, or the BBQ, which is the una vez, otra vez, y la Q, barbecue. Okay, so this is how we spell it. Very good. Let's take a look at vocabulary booklet number 2. List number 3 is what we're going to review today, and it goes like this. O en el extranjero. Annabelle.
Abroad.
Abroad. Very good. Cuenta.
Account.
Very good. Promedio.
Average.
Average. Very good. Casualidad.
Coincident.
Excellent. Formación académica.
Carulla.
No. No. It's not career. Career is a university. Well, career is really if you work in something. That's your career, but I want formación académica. Formación académica.
No me viene ahora.
Education.
Very good. Plano o llano?
Flat.
Very good. Biblioteca.
Library.
Very good. En cambio.
Instead of.
Nope. You need to learn your vocabulary, Jesus. On one hand and on.
On the other hand.
On the other hand. Good. Punto de vista.
Point of view.
Very good. Centro de compras.
Shopping center.
Very good. Aceptar.
To accept.
To accept.
To accept.
That's it. Tener prisa.
To be in a hurry.
To be in a hurry. Very good. Causar. Causar.
To cause.
To cause. Very good. Llenar.
To fill.
Very good. Reparar o arreglar.
To repair. To fix.
To fix. Very good. To?
Remind.
Let it be. Fix. I wanted fix. That's fix. The only one fix. I wanted. Perdonar.
To forget. No, se olvida.
Four is correct, but to four?
Forgive.
To forgive. That's it. Very good. Llegar a. Annabelle, llegar a.
To arrive.
To arrive, that's one. Very good. But I want another one with the verb to get.
To get to.
To get to, that's right. Very good. Oír.
To hear.
To hear, very good. Sujetar o sostener.
To hold.
Very good. Mejorar.
To improve.
Yes. Incluir.
To include.
To include.
To include.
Very good. Sospechar.
To suspect.
To suspect.
To suspect. To suspect.
To suspect.
To suspect.
That's it. Very good. Lanzar o arrojar.
To throw.
Very good. Encender.
To turn on.
Very good. And sin duda.
Without of you.
Without a...
Doubt.
Yes, without a doubt. Very good. What about formación académica?
Education.
Education, that's right. Very good. All right, we're going to take a look at account numbers. We're going to take a look at account numbers, and we're going to take a look at block number four. Okay, block number four is what we're going to take a look at. So open your English O'Clock books, and you can see the account number four. So, Kutsi, how much money is there in account number 13? Okay, block number four. How much money is there in account number 13?
500.
There is
5,300.
500.
534,000.
Yes.
864.
What?
Dollars.
Mm-hmm. But that's euros.
Euros, yes.
Where?
In account number.
What?
13.
Bueno! Okay, very good. So, repeat. Yeah. Ya que sabemos de qué va, yeah. Repeat.
There is 534,864 euros in account number? In account number 13.
13, very good. How much money is there in account number 30? Jesus.
There is 450. 9,087.
What?
Euros in account number.
It's not euros.
Dollars in account number 30.
And repeat.
There is $459,087 in account number 30.
Very good. How much money is there in account number 99, Annabelle? How much money is there in account number 99?
There is
74,000 euros
in account number
99. All right, so I'm going to repeat the whole number so you guys get the hang of how it should sound. So there is 762,274 euros in account number 99. All right, 762,274 euros in account number 99. Jesus, how much money is there in account number 87?
There is 903,444 dollars.
Nope, that's not a dollar sign.
Pounds.
Start again.
There is 903,444 pounds in account number 87.
Very good. How much money is there in account number 65? Kutsi.
There is 1,342,600.
Start again. One. Slower.
There is 1,342,679 in account number...
79 what? 79 cows?
Yes, $79.
Dollars.
In account number 65.
65. Very good. How much money is there in account number 24? Jesus.
There is 8,000.
Nope.
No, there is... 8,753,186 dollars in account number 24.
All right, but what do I always tell you guys when it comes to the currency? That we have to place it right after the last digit, okay? Because it does not sound natural to say there is 8,753,186 dollars in account number 24. It does not sound, you wouldn't say, hay 254,345 euros. You wouldn't say that. You say 345 euros. It will be very close together. All right, try again, Jesus.
There is 8,753,186 dollars.
$86. $86.
Yeah, es que yo los simbolitos estos. Yeah,
$86.
Yeah. Dollars.
Say fine. Say euros. If the currency is the problem, say euros. Go.
8,753,186 euros in account number 24.
All right. But it's not a euros.
It's dollars.
No. It's a euro. It's not a euros. It's euros.
Euros.
Yes. All right. Annabelle, how much money is there in account number 49? What's the currency? What's the currency first? What's the currency?
Pounds.
Pounds. That's right. Very good. If you don't feel comfortable with pounds, change it to euros. But try it with pounds.
There is 6,767.
Yes.
1,676 pound in account number 49.
All right. Say 76 pounds.
76 pounds.
Say 676 pounds.
676 pounds.
Very good. Say 7,676 pounds.
No.
7,676 pounds. 7,676 pounds.
7,000.
The thing is, we're going backwards. So we start with 76, and then 676, and now we're at 7,676 pounds.
Seven thousand six hundred and seventy-six pounds.
Yeah, you There is the gap. All right. So what I need you to practice at home is to put the pounds closer to the last digit. Okay. Next one. How much money is there in account number 97? 97. Kutsi.
There is 9,999,191 euros in account 97.
In account number 97. All right. Important with nines. It's not nigh. Nigh doesn't exist in English. It's nine. So that second N needs to be pronounced very clearly. Because if you don't pronounce it clearly, it sounds like nigh. 9,999, but it's nine. 9,999,191 euros. Okay? Practice that at home. How much money is there in account number 75? Jesus. What's the currency?
Pounds.
Good.
There is 632,745 pounds in account number 75.
Very good, very good. And the last one, how much money is there in account number 53? Annabelle, how much money is there in account number 53?
There is...
What's the currency?
Dollar.
Dollars, very good.
There is 4,000...
500.
538,100. And $87 in account number 53.
Very good. In account number 53. Very good. Say $187. $187.
$187.
Very good. $8,187.
$8,187.
Very good. $38,187. Kutsi.
$38,187.
Too much of a break again. Yeah.
$38,187.
Very good. And $538,187, Jesus.
$538,187.
Too big of a break. Too big of a break. Too big of a break. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. So, I mean, I know, I understand that larger numbers are difficult, but it's just the way we would say it. Okay. Just the way we would say it. So try to maintain the break or the pause between the last digit and the currency okay. as short as possible. Good. Before we go into the break, we're going to take a look at drill number 84, sentences 41 to 50. I want you to tell somebody to do something. All right. Actually, I think we have done this before, but I'm not sure. Well, we're just going to do it again. Tell Jesus to turn off the air conditioning.
Turn off the air conditioning.
The air conditioning. Very good. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to turn off the air conditioning. She's telling me to turn off the air conditioning.
Very good. Tell Annabelle to take off her watch.
Take off your watch.
What is he telling you?
He's telling me to take off my watch.
Very good. Tell her to put her watch back on.
Put your
watch.
Put your watch to
take back on.
Back on
again.
Put your watch back on.
All right, we'll continue this drill right after the break, so don't you go anywhere.
Esta es tu radio, una radio diferente, divertida, donde informarte para descubrir, aprender, una radio única, como tú. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Every year, 200,000 new people enter the labor market looking for their first job. Are you one of them right now? Will you be one of them next year? How's your English? If it's not peachy keen, if it's not fine and dandy, if it's not far out fantastic, if it's not drop dead stunning, then you have a problem, my friend. You need to do something and fast. Do you really expect to move up and get ahead in this cutthroat world without English? Are you a starry-eyed dreamer or what? Come see us at Vaughan and let us show you what the Master English Professional can do for you. Our MIP will set you up to impress. We'll groom you to shine. We'll place you at the starting line, ahead of all the rest. The Master Professional English, Vaughan Systems. Come and see us.
¿Alguna vez has pensado en todo lo que puedes llegar a conseguir? Alcanzar todas tus metas, todas las oportunidades laborales al alcance de tu mano. EMIP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona. Fíñate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora fíñate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Llámanos al 91-133-5833 y nuestros compañeros te informarán de la solución Vaughan que mejor se adapte a tus objetivos y a tu bolsillo. Y no te preocupes, hablan español.
Vaughan presenta la píldora del inglés.
Deberías ir al dentista.
You should go to the dentists.
Deberías ir al médico.
You should go to the doctors.
Deberías ir al oculista.
You should go to the opticians.
Deberías decírselo.
You should tell him.
Deberías dejar de fumar.
You should stop smoking.
Deberían casarse.
They should get married.
Deberíamos reservar pronto.
We should book early.
No deberías decir eso.
You shouldn't say that.
No deberías prestarle ninguna atención.
You shouldn't pay any attention to him.
No deberías acostarte tan tarde.
You shouldn't go to bed so late.
No deberías gastar tanto dinero.
You shouldn't spend so much money.
Él no debería ser tan maleducado.
He shouldn't be so rude.
No deberías fumar dentro de casa.
You shouldn't smoke indoors.
¿Debería llamarte cuando llegue?
Should I call you when I arrive?
¿Debería decirle a ella la verdad?
Should I tell her the truth?
¿Debería ir a hablar con el alcalde?
Should I go speak to the mayor?
¿Deberíamos parar?
Should we stop?
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We're going to repeat drill number 84, sentences 41 to 50. Annabelle was just telling Kutsi to put her watch back on. Why don't you repeat that?
Put her your...
In?
No. Put your watch back on?
Yeah, put your watch back on. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to put on my watch back. No, my... She's telling me to put... To put my watch back on.
All right, very good. Tell Jesus, spell his last name.
Spell your last name.
What is she telling you?
She's telling me to spell my last name.
Very good. Tell her to wash her hands.
Wash your hands.
What is he telling you?
He's telling me to wash my hands.
Very good. Tell him to ask Kutsi what time it is.
Jesus, ask Kutsi. Gucci, what time is it?
It is.
It is.
Again.
Jesus asked Gucci what time it is.
What time?
What time it is.
Very good. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to ask Gucci what time it is.
Very good. Do it.
What time is it?
What is he asking you?
He's asking me what time it is.
Very good. Tell Annabelle to put her hand on the table.
Put your hands on the table.
Very good. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to put my hand on the table.
Very good. Tell Kutsi to tell Jesus to stand up.
Kutsi ask
tell. Hotel.
Kutsi tell Jesus stand up.
To
stand up.
Again.
Kutsi tell Jesus to stand up.
To stand up. Very good. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to tell Jesus to stand up.
Very good. Do it.
Stand up. Jesus.
What is she telling you?
She's telling me to stand up.
Very good. Tell Annabelle to ask Kutsi where Hamburg is.
Annabelle, ask Kutsi where Hamburg is.
Very good. What is he telling you?
He's telling me where...
To ask
Kutsi where Hamburg is.
Very good. Do it.
Where is Hamburg?
What is she asking you?
She's asking me where Hamburg is.
Very good. Tell Jesus to tell you to lean back.
Jesus, tell me to lean back.
What is she telling you?
She's telling me to tell her to lean back.
Very good. Do it.
Lean back.
What is he telling you?
He's telling me to lean back.
To lean back. All right. Very good. Very good. Let's do drill number 100, sentences 86 to 100. I'm going to ask you questions about what I'm doing, and you're going to tell me that either I'm doing both or that I'm not doing either. Okay? But here is an additional difficulty. I want you to give me two sentences in the negative way. All right. So if I'm not doing either, you're going to say you're not singing or you're not doing or you're not, I don't know, driving or you're not writing or you're not reading either. But then you're going to say you're doing neither because both options are valid. You're not doing either or you're doing neither. Clear? Okay, so am I singing or shouting? Am I singing or shouting?
You are not doing either.
Or?
You are...
You're doing?
You are doing... Neither.
You're doing neither. Very good. Am I sitting or standing?
You are not doing either.
If I'm not sitting or standing, what am I doing? Flying.
You are sitting.
I'm sitting. Very good. Am I smiling or frowning?
You are smiling.
All right. What about now?
You're
I can't be serious.
You are serious.
I'm not serious. I'm not.
She's not frowning.
Smiling. No, I'm not frowning. Not frowning. I'm not smiling, but I'm not frowning either. So what am I doing? Am I smiling or frowning?
You are not doing either.
Very good. Or
you are doing neither.
You're doing neither. Very good. Am I sneezing or coughing?
You aren't doing either.
You're not doing either. Very good. Or
you're doing either.
Neither.
Neither.
Yes. You're doing neither. Very good. Am I speaking English or German?
You're speaking English.
Very good. Am I speaking loudly or am I whispering?
You are speaking loudly.
I'm speaking loudly.
Loudly.
Yeah?
No. You are not doing either.
You're not.
You aren't doing either.
Very good. You're not doing either or you're doing neither. Am I cooking pasta or rice?
You are not doing either.
Mm-mm. Am I cooking pasta or rice? So the long version would be, am I cooking pasta or am I cooking rice?
You are not cooking either.
Uh-huh.
You are cooking neither.
You are cooking neither. Very good. Am I standing on my right leg or on my left leg?
You are not standing either.
On?
On your...
No. Am I standing on... my right leg or am I standing on my left leg? So you're not standing on?
Either.
Either. Very good. Or?
You aren't doing neither.
You're standing?
You are standing on neither.
You're standing on neither. Very good. Habéis pensado que era fácil, pues no. Am I standing or walking?
You aren't doing either.
You aren't doing either.
Or you are doing neither.
Very good. Am I swimming or am I diving?
You are not doing either. You are doing neither.
Very good. Am I talking on the phone or calling via FaceTime?
You aren't doing either.
Again?
You are not doing either. You doing neither.
Am I talking on the phone or am I calling? Sorry. I'm sorry because there is a weird ghost noise here in the studio that's driving me crazy. Do you hear this?
Yes.
Yes.
Tino, can you hear the noise? It's a strange kind of like a ghost howling noise. I can't hear it now. No, I can.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I hope you guys can't hear it because it's kind of sounds like a screaming ghost. So going back to me talking on the phone or via FaceTime or calling via FaceTime. So am I talking on the phone or calling via FaceTime? You're not?
Calling.
You're not doing? Because one is talking and one is calling.
You are not doing either.
Yes.
You are not doing.
No, you're doing.
You're doing neither.
You're doing neither. Very good. Am I singing or whistling?
You are not doing either. You are doing neither.
You're doing neither. Very good. Am I wearing red or brown glasses?
You are not wearing either. You are wearing neither.
You are wearing neither. Very good. Am I wearing sandals or high heels?
You are not wearing neither. Yes, you are wearing sandals.
I'm wearing sandals, that's right, very good. Am I teaching you how to cook or am I teaching you how to speak English?
You are teaching how to speak English.
Am I teaching you how to cook?
You are teaching me how
to... About you specifically, or...
You are teaching us how to speak English.
Very good. You're teaching us how to speak English. Very good. I'm still kind of off with this ghost noise. But I can't take off my headphones because I like to listen to, you know, how you speak because I can hear it very closely. So I can pay attention to your mistakes. But there is this weird howling noise going on, so I don't know. Anyways, drill number 111, sentences 41 to 50, questions with can you. Okay, so I'm going to ask you questions with can you, and I need you to answer in the full sentence. All right, so can you speak English as well as me?
Yes, I can. No, I can't speak English as well as you.
As well as you. Very good. Can you dance ballet as well as Mikhail Baryshnikov?
No, I can't dance ballet as well as Mikhail Baryshnikov.
More or less. Very good. Me vale. Can you play basketball like Michael Jordan?
No, I can't play basketball like Michael Jordan.
Very good. Can you play golf like Tiger Woods?
No, I can't play golf like Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Very good. Can you play the violin like Vanessa May?
No, I can't play the violin like Vanessa May.
Very good. Can you play tennis as well as Rafa Nadal?
No, I can't play tennis as well as Rafa Nadal.
Very good. Can you speak German as well as me?
No, I can't speak German as well as you.
Very good. Can you fight as well as Vladimir Klitschko?
How do you say?
Vladimir Klitschko.
No, but...
Fight.
Fight.
Yes, can you fight as well as Vladimir Klitschko?
No, I can't fight as well as Vladimir Klitschko.
All right, moving on. Can you drive as fast as Fernando Alonso?
No, I can't drive fast.
As fast?
As fast, Fernando Alonso.
As?
No, I can't drive as fast as Fernando Alonso.
Very good. Can you run as fast as Carl Lewis?
No, I can't ride as fast as Carl.
Run.
No, I can run as fast as Carl Lewis.
Very good. Okay, drill number 88, 11 to 20 is the sentences that we're going to do, and we're talking about ages. Okay, so this time I'm going to not only give you the date, I'll give you the age in Spanish, and you just have to translate it. So the first thing that you're going to have to tell me is how old they really are, okay? And I told you that there are two ways to say it. I want you to say both, and then I want you to say whether they are in their or all right? I'm not going to give it away because I want you guys to remember. So, how old is Cristiano Ronaldo? He was born February 5th, 1985, so he's 1 year younger than me. Tiene 33 añitos. Cuzzi.
He's 33. And he's in his...
Wait, he's 33?
Years old.
Very good. So I want the two. He's 33. He's 33 years old. Okay. And?
And he's in his earliest...
Early?
Early age. No.
Not early age, no.
No, early age.
30s. He's in his early 30s. Yes. All right. How old is King Felipe of Spain? He was born January 30th, 1968, which makes him 50. He's 50, tiene 50 años. Jesus.
He's 50. He's 50 years old. He's in his 50s.
He's in his 50s, but give me the more specific time.
He's
period.
In the...
In his?
He's in his early 50s.
He's in his early 50s. Very good. How old is Ben Affleck? He was born August 15th, 1972, which makes him 46. Annabelle.
He's 46 years old.
Yes.
He's in his...
No, but give me the one without years old now.
He is 46.
Yes, he's 46 or he's 46 years old.
He's in 46.
He's 46 years old.
He's 46 years old.
Very good. And now he's in?
He's in his
I don't know. 40s. You tell me. Mid-40s. Very good. Mid-40s. Excellent. How old is Harrison Ford? July 13th was when he was born, 1942, which makes him 76.
He's 76 years old. Mm-hmm. He is 76. So he's in his mid-70s.
Very good. How old is Paul McCartney? He was born on June 18th, 1942. He is therefore also 76 años.
He's 76 years old.
Years old?
Years old.
Mm-hmm. Give me the final D. Years old.
Years old. Old.
That's it.
He's 76. He's in his mid 70s.
Mid-70s, very good. How old is Naomi Campbell? She was born on May 22nd, 1970, which makes her 48 años.
She's 48. She's 48 years old. She's in she's
in her?
She's in her last mm-hmm. eight.
It's not last.
48.
Yeah, but it's not last. So it's early, mid, and?
Late.
Not last, late.
She's in her late 40s.
She's in her late 40s. Very good. How old is Vladimir Putin? Born October 7th. So he's not quite 66, but let's just say he's 66 because he was born in 1952. Annabelle.
He is 66 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He is 66.
Yes.
He is in his mid 60s.
Very good. How old is Angela Merkel? Born July 17th, 1954, which makes her 64.
She's 64. She's 64 years old. So she is in her mid 60s.
Yes. Say she's in her.
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 Yes, she's in her she's in her mid-60s.
She's in her mid-60s.
All right, very good. How old is Bon Jovi? How old is Bon Jovi? Born March 2nd, 1962, which makes him 56.
He's in 56 years. He is 56 years old.
Very good.
He's 56.
Yes.
He's in his mid-50s.
50s. Very good. And how old is David Bisbal? Born June 5th, 1979, which makes him 4 years older than me, 39 años.
He's 30 years old.
39 años.
He's 39 years old.
Yeah, but you said he's 30.
He's 39. He's in his late 30s.
He's in his late 30s. He's in his late 30s. Very good. Translation list number 30 is what we're going to do next from translation booklet number 1. It goes like this. ¿Hay una persona para este puesto?
Is there a person for this?
Puesto. Job. Again.
Is there a person for this job?
Yes. ¿Está él cualificado para el puesto?
Is he qualified?
Qualified.
Qualified for the job.
Very good. ¿Hay una razón para todo?
There is a reason for everything.
Very good. ¿Hay algunos anuncios, pero no muchos?
There are some ads. But not many.
Very good. ¿Hay veces en las cuales es necesario?
There are times in which it's necessary.
There you go. Very good. ¿Es necesario ahora?
Is necessary.
Is it?
Is it necessary now?
Very good. Hay solo una posibilidad.
There is only one possibility.
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 Very good. Te toca a ti.
It's your turn.
Very good. ¿Hay agua en el vaso?
There is water.
Some water.
Some water in a glass.
In the glass.
In the glass.
Yes. ¿Hay hielo en el congelador?
There is some ice cube in the fridge.
But it's not cubitos de hielo. It's hielo.
There are some ice in the fridge.
But it's not in the fridge. It's where... The fridge usually has a higher temperature than un congelador. It's not the same nevera que congelador.
There is some ice in the fridge.
But it's not fridge. It's freezer.
Congelador.
Yes.
Freezer.
Yeah,
freezer.
But you're saying fridge.
Había entendido nevera.
No, congelador. Again.
There is some ice in the freezer.
Very good. Pero hay un problema con eso.
But there is a problem with that.
Very good. ¿Cuál es?
What is it?
Yeah. Es duro para mí ser sincero.
It's hard for me to be sincere.
Sincere.
It's hard for me to be sincere.
Very good. Hay una cola bastante larga.
There is a queue pretty long. No, there is a pretty long queue.
Very good. There is a pretty long queue or there is a pretty long line. Very good. Hay un líquido extraño en el vaso.
There is a strange liquid in the glass.
Yes, there is a strange liquid in the glass. Very good. Hay un buen programa en la tele.
There is a good show on TV.
Very good. Hay buenos y malos en todas las películas.
There are bad boys.
Hay buenos.
There are good boys.
Guys.
Good guys.
Yes.
There are good guys and bad guys in every movies.
Yes, in every movie.
Movie.
Again.
There are good guys and bad guys in every movie.
Very good. Hay una chica en tu coche.
There is a girl in your car.
Very good. Hay una niña allí.
There is a child there.
Una niña.
There is a girl. There is a girl over there.
Yeah. There is a little girl.
There is a little girl over there.
Very good. Hay canciones de todas las épocas.
There are a lot of...
No hay muchas, pero hay canciones. Hay canciones de todas las épocas.
There are quite...
Songs.
There are some...
Songs.
Song.
There are songs, canciones. There are songs.
Song.
Songs.
Songs.
Mm-hmm. De todas las épocas.
The others...
From?
From...
Every...
Age.
Yes.
Every age.
Yes. There are songs from every age. There are songs from every age. Hay muchos problemas.
There are a lot of problems.
Very good. No, hay muchas mujeres aquí.
There aren't some...
Mm-hmm.
Any.
Many.
There are many...
There aren't.
There aren't many woman,
women.
Women. Here.
There aren't many women here. Very good. Hay muchos árboles.
There are many trees.
Very good. Las cifras están bien.
The figures are good.
Están bien. Yeah, are good or okay.
Okay.
Yes, the figures are okay. Hay mucha gente aquí.
There are a lot of people here.
Yes, there are a lot of people here. Very good. We're going to take a look at short answer drills, which you can find on page 193 in the English O'Clock book. So I'm just going to flip the page onto the side, and you're going to answer all of the questions, okay? One at a time. So we're going to start with the question 61 to 70, which is going to be for Kutsi. Do you have a wardrobe? Short answers. Do you have a wardrobe?
Yes, I do.
Is it made of metal?
No, it's not.
What is it made of?
No, excuse me.
Is it made of metal?
What do you ask me? if I had what?
A wardrobe.
A ropero.
Un armario.
Un armario.
Yes. So, let's start again. Do you have a wardrobe?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Is it made of metal?
No, it's... Yes, it is.
It is. What is it made of?
Of metal.
It's made of metal. Very good. Is it big or small?
It's a big one.
It's big.
Yes, it's big.
It's big. Very good. Is there a lot of space in your wardrobe?
Yes, there is.
Very good. Does it have drawers?
Yes, it has.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Very good. How many drawers does it have?
It has 5 drawers.
Drawers, very good. Are there any hangers in your wardrobe?
No, there aren't.
There aren't any hangers in your wardrobe?
Yes, there are.
Yes, there are. Very good. Is your wardrobe white?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Very good. What color is it?
It's white.
It's white. Very good. Very good. Annabelle, next one. 71 to 80 for Annabelle. Is there a kitchen in your house?
Yes, there is.
Is it big or small?
It's small.
It's
small.
Very good. Does it have a refrigerator?
Yes, it is.
Does it have a refrigerator?
Yes, it does.
Very good. Is there an oven in your kitchen?
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. Very good. Are there any cabinets in your kitchen?
Yes, there are.
Very good. How many cabinets are there?
There are... I don't know
I don't know what cabinets are. Me parto. Cabinets son armarios. Son armarios de la cocina. Cabinets. Kitchen cabinets.
There are 4 cabinets.
Very good. Do the cabinets have shelves?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Very good. Are the plates in the cabinets?
Yes, it.
Are the plates?
Yes, it is.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Very good. Are they on the shelves?
Yes, there are.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Very good. Do you have a lot of plates?
No, I don't.
Very good. All right, Jesus, 81 to 90. Is there a park near your house?
Yes, there is.
Is the park big?
Yes, it is.
Are there any paddle courts in the park?
Yes, there are.
Is there a running track?
Yes, there is.
Is the running track long?
Yes, it is.
Is it more than 100 meters long?
Yes, there is.
Eh? Yes, what?
Yes, there is.
Is it more than 100 meters
yes,
long?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Very good. Do you have a football?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Are there any trees in the park?
Yes, there are.
Very good. How many trees are there?
There are a lot of trees in the park.
Very good. And do you ride your bike in the park?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Very good. How do you feel?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. More or less, right? More, yes. More or less. Más o menos, más o menos. All right. So this exercise shows you how agile you are with short answers with very, very basic sentences or with very, very basic tenses, because we have questions with the verb to be, questions with the verb to do, and questions with are there or is there. Okay, that's basically it. Okay, good. That's it for today. Let's take a look at our Twitter question. How do you say rimel in English? How do you say rimel in English? Do you remember?
Yes.
How do you say rimel in English?
Mascara.
That's how we say rimel in English. It's not lipstick. That's pintalabios. And rimel does not exist. All right. So it's mascara. That's how we say rimel in English. That's it for today. Have a fantastic afternoon and see you soon, raccoon in a wild crocodile. See you at the next show. Anyways, take it easy out there. Bye, guys.
¿Has pensado en todo lo que puedes llegar a conseguir? Alcanzar todas tus metas, todas las oportunidades laborales al alcance de tu mano. EBIP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91 133 5.